I'm Eddie Small, and welcome to the University of Dundee and our weekly look at the moments in history, both of the institution and the city, that have created the vibrant, dynamic place that we are now part of. As we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the university becoming independent, we examine the people, discoveries and decisions that have brought us to 2017 as Scotland's University of the Year and one of the world's top 200 universities, delivering teaching and research that is helping to transform lives across society. In the years to come, we have ambitions to be the top university in Scotland in everything we do. As well as looking to the future, the University of Dundee watches the skies. The images used by broadcasters and newspapers to illustrate particularly bad weather over the UK are generated by the university's satellite receiving station. The NERC satellite receiving station has been recording these images since 1978, with a full archive kept to supply images on demand for 6 days online and longer on request. There are quick look images online which show the full satellite pass as received in Dundee in low resolution. The images captured by the Dundee satellite receiving station can be used to study the atmosphere, including cloud patterns and weather phenomena. They can provide a closer look at the oceans, gauging sea temperature and, importantly, ice cover. The images that tend to be picked up by broadcasters are those that show the land. These can detail features of the terrain or show quite beautifully when the whole of the UK is covered with snow. The Dundee Satellite Receiving Station receives and archives polar orbiting satellites as well as Meteosat, a geostationary satellite. To know where to point the antennae, it uses a set of orbital parameters for each satellite and from there can make predictions of when it will pass again. This means it can produce customised predictions for customers anywhere in the world. With systems running round the clock, the most recently processed data can be available for view online within 2 hours of it being received at Dundee, or about 7 hours for global data. It can also provide guidance and advice to scientists in the field regarding conditions for launching marine research cruisers and aircraft campaigns. Also with its roots at the university is Star Dundee Limited. This is a spin-out company dealing with spacecraft and focusing on spacewire technology. A computer network for use on board spacecraft, spacewire connects instruments, mass memory, processors, the downlink telemetry and other onboard subsystems. It was established in 2002 by Professor Steve Parks, an academic entrepreneur. One of its main clients is NASA, but it also has links across Europe and China. The Spacewire technology is a collaborative project involving the European Space Agency, ESA, as well as academia and partners in industry. Star Dundee works in partnership with the university, but also has partners across the globe. The $1.87 million it received to collaborate on very high-speed serial interfaces was awarded by the EU. The University of Dundee has retained equity in the company and therefore receives regular dividends. The relationship is key to further advancements as the company continues to develop and license technology from the university. The university can also progress knowledge enhancement within the company and know that Star Dundee is a resource of employment for postgraduates and PhD students. Tune in next week for another podcast from the series. Subscribe to iTunes to get the podcast delivered to your inbox and check out the website www.dundee.ac.uk/50 for extra material.